In the interest of time, we're just going to skip the pregame banter.
Okay.
Like this part right here, where like normally we would do like, I don't know, you would wow everybody with your wit or something.
Long words.
Yeah, like, yeah, normally it's the super long words. And then we would, it would be like, it would not be about the show. And then boom, here comes the music. But we're going to skip that today.
Okay.
We got too much to do. So if you're done, we'll just get going.
I'm done.
Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 565 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Bomb cyclone.
Huh?
That's what you're experiencing now, I read. People have been telling me that, oh, we got a bomb cyclone. And I was like, they just made that up to scare you.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
You're the only one. Everyone's getting t-shirts made. Oh my God, I survived the bomb cyclone of 21.
Interesting.
Has the weather been nice?
No, but I think it was anticipated it was going to be worse. All I can speak to is where I am in the world. And it. I know there was a big hyped, huge storm. And where I was, it was underwhelming, vastly underwhelming.
That's the better way to go, yeah. Actually.
But I don't know. Maybe the rest of British Columbia has fallen apart. I rarely watch the news or social media, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I have a direct line with Zuckerberg, so he just calls me with this stuff. He's like, "Here, check this out." Like we do it old school. Like he sends me faxes. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Fax.
There was a point in my not in my life, in my mom's life. I mean, I was there pre-internet. I don't even know if I should even divulge this.
No, don't.
Yeah. No, here it comes. Here it comes.
Okay. All right.
I built it up too much. My mom was engaging in memes before the internet.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, like she wasn't initiating them, but like she would come home with these little cartoons, like what would be memes now, but that basically were being photocopied. Like people would fax them to the office and then she'd photocopy them and give them to everybody and they thought they were hilarious and she'd bring them home and they weren't funny at all.
Okay.
But imagine the effort that had to go into all of that to do it manually.
Maybe your mom built the internet.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I think she was sad that the internet came along because it ruined her photocopy memes. Mimeo.
Put her out
Mimeo
of business. Memes. Yeah, put her out of business.
Yeah. So wow. I want to get my hands on a few of those. They gotta be better than some of the memes now.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm out of the
point
loop.
Point being, more than one person told me, oh yeah, we've got a bomb cyclone here. And then I saw it in the news. They were reporting, oh, look out, here comes the bomb cyclone. And I was like, that's just making up a name.
Yeah.
Just to be like.
Sounds impressive.
Yeah. Here's my friend, Steele Braverman. You know him. Come on. That's not your real name. There's no way. I've never heard of a bomb cyclone. And I was in Vancouver when Stanley Park got broken. Remember?
Yeah, that's true. I remember you telling me the story.
God, that was like 10. No, you were in Vancouver at the time.
I was.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, man.
Okay. All right.
Anyways. All right. Well, half of Stanley Park got ripped down by the wind.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going nowhere fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it. The Stanley Park storm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking of impressive names for stuff. That's what really what's going on. The hamster wheel's going, and I'm like thinking of names. I don't have anything
that's
yet.
Squeaking. I hear
Stay
the squeaking.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hamster wheel of death.
Sure.
Are you thinking of cool names for the hamster wheel?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. You had me confused. All right. If you want to support this kind of witty banter, click on our site and our Patreon link and help us out. A couple bucks a month keeps this alive. I'll tell you that for free. Or for $2, evidently. Yeah. Also, Amazon, still going, I guess. Click on that, maybe.
Okay.
I'm trying to go less, like more and more underwhelming every week. It's like I'll say Amazon and you'll go, wah, wah.
Yeah, I don't even know, like Amazon, is it still a thing? Like, do people still use it?
I think so. Don't, okay. You use it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But that I don't speak for the population.
Yeah. And they thank you. All right. what's going on? Well, now you guys are having the bomb cyclone. Last time I'll say bomb cyclone. You guys are having that, the end of the world where you are. But it's almost Halloween, and it's tarps off outside right now. It's wow. Really, it's like 25 degrees, 25 out in the patio today.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was nice. So we've been enjoying a nice stretch of weather. And so went for a little hike with the family and just snapped a photo. There's my kids on a wall overlooking the valley.
Okay. Yeah, looks that's pretty.
That's the kind of weather we're getting here at the end of October.
Nice.
Chilly at night, though, if it makes you feel better.
Okay. Yeah. I feel better. Yeah.
So there you go. That's all. That and the workshop stuff. You know, still building away, getting much closer to finishing this project now.
Well, when does the project end?
Oh, never. Like this, but like this section of the project.
Right. That's what I thought. I was like, how could you possibly?
No. The entire house is the big thing, but this is the mudroom we have. But it turned into a lot bigger project than I thought it would be. Like I guess in my head I didn't realize it would be that large.
When you say mudroom is like laundry room to the lay person.
Yeah, but we call it mudroom now in the business.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, it's a laundry room, but it's also the coming like the basement door where the kids can come and go, and like this tile down there, so they don't track mud through the whole house. You know?
Oh, gotcha. That's why it's called the mudroom. That makes sense.
Yeah, but the laundry is also in there. It's an all-in-one solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's all together in there. But there's gonna be a bench with some whatnot and shelves and lockers and that coming up. But I'm on the laundry side of it right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the videos will be up soon. I promise you. But I was told. I tell you last week that the feedback I got was like, people insist on seeing the final project, like the final product, easy for me to say, before I get into how I built it.
Yeah, because if it looks terrible at the end, why would I follow along this whole way if like what you produced is just garbage? I got
bad news for you. That's probably going to make more people follow along.
Really? Because they want to see the garbage at the end?
Yeah. No. But like if they see it at the beginning, they'll definitely follow along because hashtag fail, man. Like people love. I wish I was joking with you, but
okay.
Like if I lose a finger and make a bad product, that'll get more views than something helpful.
Okay. All right. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the internet, everybody. Uh huh. So. There's that. Anyways, so I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to be able to finish the entire project and then release 19 hours of video all at once. So we're going to have to fly blind in the first few episodes, and you're going to have to imagine what this is going to look like. I also don't know what it's going to look like. That's the thing. And I think that's part of the charm because like all these other guys who are doing the woodworking home improvement like YouTube channels, they all know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Like, you're watching me figure this out in real time.
Gotcha.
Okay, you're not watching, but your mom will be watching. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. She's already subscribed to your channel.
Yeah.
It's on the like coming soon construction type website page, and she's just waiting.
Yeah, we need a better name for it though. That's pretty wordy.
Yeah.
We'll work on that. Coming attractions.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it. Yeah. So, so I'm wrapping up episode 3 of this Mudroom project tomorrow. And then I think we should I'm going to try to release it next week, okay? Launch the channel.
All right. That's the plan. I'll be waiting. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
No idea. Yeah. All right. Reminder, the monthly challenge is change. Oh, there's more. There's more. I didn't write it all down this week.
Okay.
Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers on the Instagram, or even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers. And we'll talk about that one next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Adam, did you shoot anything interesting? I see you did shoot something interesting.
Yeah, I shot a bit of hockey, on ice hockey with some flashes. So I just I put a couple of photos in there just to show you what kind of fun we were having. So this was at the local rink with one of my friend's teams. He coaches he coaches his team. He asked if I would do this because he likes to make in baseball he made these game day announcements because he was involved with the coaching of our baseball team. And my son doesn't play on his hockey team this year, but he's still coaching. His son is older, and so he asked if I would come do some on ice kind of cool photos so that they could make game day announcements of them. He's quite handy with the editing and the photoshopping and whatnot. So I said, sure, I'll do that. And I basically did a whole bunch of different photos. I just thought the snow spray ones were interesting. So I did them shooting and skating and kind of cutting and turning, but I just liked, in terms of a Coles Notes version, I just showed you three photos of different stops. And so there you go. So some big snow sprays, putting myself in harm's way, to capture some action. So I've got three. They're all kind of just different angles of kids stopping. You can see one. I didn't get permission of the one kid who's spraying the snow directly at the camera lens.
That was Henry Hill's kid.
Yeah, maybe. But I pixelated that one. And otherwise, the other kids are kids that I know and friends of Jack that have been in photos in the past. So I have their standing approval to post photos. So anyways, there you go. A couple of different stops, some action, three flashes on tripods up high. And then I'm shooting literally lying on the ice to get kind of a cool perspective with a wide angle lens. And I'm not thinking so much. I'm not worried about the background because he's gonna basically do his own thing. I just wanted the subject.
He's gonna enjoy that, like trying to cut out around the snow spray
though. No, he's not gonna, but he'll just kind of, again, he'll use some sort of blur and then he'll change the background, but he'll do his own thing. So I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't even worried about him using these particular snow spray photos, because that's why I did a bit of everything, so he could choose whatever he thought was going to be easiest to cut out. It won't be these, you're right. I just thought these looked cool. And so
The snow spray works good because you can put text right over it too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I mean, you could darken the background enough that it just kind of fades to nothing. The wide angle, so this is the 17-40, and you probably guessed that I did not use the R6 for these, knowing that I was going to be on the ice and going to have snow spraying everywhere. I just did not. I'm not yet there as far as my camera, and that's the beauty of having the R, or not the R, the what's the other one called? The 6D as a backup, 6D. Is that it's a very capable camera to do this sort of thing. It misses a little bit, like the focus to do all of this isn't always bang on, but it's most of the time it's good. So
isn't it kind of funny when you're like, for years your gamer, your game day, the hero camera was your 6D. Now it's like, okay, I guess I could use it if I have to.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty quickly it changes to that. But it really is the focus. Like, as they're skating in and around and changing directions, like the accuracy of the servo tracking is lights out on the R6. Like it's unbelievable. And that's why, having never had that, you just don't know. You just assume that, okay, there's going to be a miss rate here of 25% when you're doing this kind of thing. Well, there doesn't have to be. That's just what the technology was, and now it's just better at focus tracking. So
not when it's in your bag, it doesn't though.
That's true, but we just had to do enough reps that I got some of each kid. So I do really like the one where the kids sprayed the snow right at me, and I did allow. I said do that once, and then I was my camera was completely covered in snow, and then I was like, okay, I think I got that one, and let's not do it again. So the nice thing about that one is he's totally in focus, which, you know, considering I'm doing servo and the snow is spraying at me, it could have easily just tracked focus of some of that snow as it came toward me and blur him out, which still might have looked cool, but I like it much better with the foreground of the snow being out of focus and then just seeing enough of him through it that that's my favorite photo. I do also really like the one the side view one where the snow spray is up over the kid's head, like it's a good 3 feet over his head, like it looks cool. Plus you get that stick in the foreground that is, because I'm shooting on a wide angle and I'm very close to him, you get that warped perspective of the stick is much bigger than him, and I love that photo too. So something fun to play around with. Again, I did the goalie, I did all kinds of different things, but 3 lights just in high speed sync and then just shooting on whatever I wanted, because they're so dark in there, you just need little flicks of light. So I didn't mess around too much, I just went high speed sync on 3 different flashes and just said skate around, and sometimes I moved the flashes, sometimes I didn't, because there was enough light as they're fanned out in 3 positions, I was kind of getting them regardless of what they did. I wasn't really worried about exactly where the light hit. I just said, oh, we'll see what we get, and we'll just kind of mess around here. So fun thing to do, and he got a bunch of cool photos, so there you go.
Did you wear your new gloves?
Oh, glove update. I wore the new gloves to a hockey game in our rink, and they were terrible. Like, what? Absolutely terrible. The only time, like, they were not warm at all, so my fingers were freezing. And so, big difference between our rink and Chilliwack in that Chilliwack's rink was room temperature, and therefore I had to take them off because my hands were too warm, versus our rink that is very cold, and those gloves were useless. So like sushi, you can spend too little on gloves for this. So I bought myself another pair of gloves, this time $40. So I went up a notch, and these ones have just have the, like you're talking about, the little magnets on the index and on the thumb. All the other ones, the fingers stay closed, but the index and thumb flip back, so your thumb and index can be free to manipulate the camera and the buttons. And they were slightly more expensive. I don't know, some, not a big name or anything, like a 3M Thinsulate, whatever. And they are very warm. So there you go. Don't buy. I should put out the picture of the Rocky Balboa $24 Pro Bass gloves. Don't buy those. My review has been updated.
Buy them from Adam.
My review's been updated. $25, not warm enough. There you go.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it's funny how in the store, you know, in a very warm environment, gloves can feel very warm. And then in a cold environment, they can feel terrible.
Yeah. That's, are you guys writing that down?
Yeah, everyone write that down. But I should take a picture. I should take a picture of the color of my fingers after 20 minutes in the rink wearing glove A and glove B. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should just wear one of each and then after just show your hands.
It's like a science experiment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But somehow you're the loser on that one. That's not fun.
That's right. So anyways, well, anyone like want a pair of gloves?
Yeah. Autographed gloves. good if you're like, if you're going to Mexico or something, they're perfect. Like, you take those, or like Cuba or Hawaii or something.
I honestly believed, and maybe I was naive, that at a like a fishing store they would bring in gloves. Like, these are for like ice fishing. Like, who would buy these for ice fishing when your hands, I again, it's hard for me. What is that store called? Pro Bass something?
I don't know. It's like the Home Depot for no, we don't have it in Germany. It's like the Home Depot for fishing, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And hunting. It's a lot of hunting and fishing.
Oh, hunting as well. Okay. Yeah. Is there hunting in Vancouver?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a hunter.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have the gloves for it. So yeah. You're all set. As long as you can hunt in the summer, then
that's
you're
right.
Fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Oh, good times. All right. My son had a foosball match. Spiel. I guess we call it a spiel. He played some soccer the other day. And so I went and took some photos because it was an amazing night. Like it gets chilly in the evening here. Like even though we're having really warm days, the evening gets cold, but it makes for some really nice light. And so we had a road game and the 3-shot sequence of him putting one in the back of the net.
Oh, so it went in.
Oh yeah, from way out.
So how come there's no celebration goal? Those are my favorite goals. Forget the. The shooting action goal.
He doesn't do that.
What? They don't like the kids don't like dogpile each other or anything?
Oh no, dude, have you ever seen soccer?
Well, I watched I follow a photographer who shoots for the Canucks and he also does all the UBC soccer teams and so I'm used to seeing his photos and you know, after they score a goal here, maybe Canadians are different when it comes to celebrations, but after they score a goal here, they all dogpile each other, or at least they're all in a group and big smiles and
Doesn't happen, eh? No, they do. Oh no, they have. It's way worse than that, man. They have all the kids like I guess most of the kids watch football on TV, and my son does not. Like, he just doesn't care. He's busy playing all the time. We never sit down and watch a match unless it's World Cup or Euro Cup or something like that. But like, it's not like we're watching the Bayern Munich games or anything like that. And but all the other kids do, and so they all have their favorite players, and their favorite players all have these stupid little celebration dances that they do.
Okay.
And like, it's a thing, and so all the kids have it. Like, so I see the other kids on his team. Like they'll score, it'd be like 9 buzz, and they'll put one in, and then they do this choreographed little move they do. I can't even describe it.
Sure, yeah, I can figure it out. Yeah,
but it's not a team celebration. It's not like a hey, yeah, we're up 1-0. It's I did this.
So they go off on their own to do it.
Yeah, and can continue looking at me, please. Like that's what it is. So. I've talked to my son and I was like, yeah, don't do that. You know, the best celebration is another goal. That's a better celebration. And okay. He did it. Like, so this is one. And then he comes rolling down, with the next play and puts another one in. Bam. Just hammers it. And, so he's got 2 goals. And then these are short games. Like they're playing these little mini games. So it's like a 10-minute game or something like that. So he's got 2 quick goals and then, coach pulls him. Nice. Hey, hat trick coming here, coach. Like,
the Messi role, man. He's dominating.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. But no, I don't want to even suggest that he's the best player on the team. He's not. Or on the field by any means. There's other kids that are very good. Like, there's some kids that are, I don't know. It's soccer. What do I know about soccer? Like literally nothing. The other kids seem, like, a couple kids seem really good.
Okay,
and he's good and everything like that, I guess. But he's got the one really thing holding him back is that his dad never played soccer,
so yeah,
he's got to overcome that.
Yeah, it is nice light though. I'm looking at the photos, and you know, you definitely have a nice fall kind of color background and a very nice light time of day. Like, yeah, it's a great time to take photos, and the action is nice. I like the sequence of, like, you know, the planting and the kicking and the follow through and the ball. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what's really cool about this time of day, like this light, is that in the evening it gets that sort of nice blue light. So when you correct the white balance for that and warm up the skin tones, you really pop those fall colors in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really quite cool. Yeah. The other day he was over at the soccer field with his buddies here where we are. And I walked over to meet him, and I'm way across the field, like halfway across the field. say, hey, pass me the ball. They're playing, you know, playing penalty kicks or something like that. Hey, pass me the ball. And I'm joking like I'm going to score from like halfway. And I just let one rip. And just, I don't know, I figured maybe I could do it. I didn't really know. Just let one fly and just complete bent it. Just a big curveball, big Beckham, and put it in the top, just put it top shelf. And the kids were just in awe.
Wow.
Complete flu. Like, that's the thing. It's like, this was 1,000%. Like, I could make this shot one out of a million times. It just happened to be the first time.
Mm.
So I had to walk away. I was like, all right, well, I can never play soccer with you guys again. like this memory of me putting this in top corner from a halfway out, that has to be your memory.
Right.
The end. There you go. Wow, your dad's a superstar. Yeah, he is not. He's not. He somehow kicked the ball in the right spot by accident. All right. Good times. What are we at then? Photo challenge.
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah. I went to watch the movie Halloween because there's the new one came out and I haven't seen it, but I was like, you know what? I got to listen to a podcast the other day about the original Halloween. I was like, yeah, I got to watch it again. So I signed up, and if you sign up for some, I don't know, just one of the 9,000 streaming places, you get a free month and you get to watch Halloween for free. But the audio is all messed up, so you can't hear a thing.
Hmm.
Sad. So what's going to end up happening is I'll forget to cancel the subscription and just start getting billed.
Nice.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Yeah, AMC Plus or something. Did you know they had a streamer? No, I'm serious. It's AMC Plus.
I did not. Yeah.
Did not even know they had a streamer. So there you go. Anyway, Halloween. Let's go look at yours first so we can unsee it. All right. what am I looking at here?
What do you think you're looking at?
I don't know. Did you buy this?
This is Jack's Halloween costume for this year. So we went to the Halloween store. He had a preconceived plan that he was going to be Bugs Bunny for Halloween. And we thought, Bugs Bunny, like, why? Like, where are you getting this from? And uh-huh. I don't know. He's never really watched Bugs Bunny cartoons, but I guess Bugs Bunny is in the zeitgeist of a 12-year-old, and he hasn't seen the new Space Jam movie. There was a Space Jam movie with LeBron James, like a Space Jam 2, but he's never seen it.
Has he seen the original one?
He's seen the original. Yes, he's seen it many times.
But so here's the thing: is I never saw the original because it is. Some movies, even though they're huge, you know, popular movies, they come out at a time when it's just not for you. Like, you've missed your window.
Sure.
Right? So you're aware of it. Like, for example, I'm aware of the TV show Saved by the Bell. I never really watched it. Like, I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Oh, but goodness.
But I'm
gracious.
Aware of it.
Yeah, no, I've seen all
I mean,
of them.
I've seen... No, you haven't.
I sure have.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right. You're a couple years younger than me. So I would have aged out. Like I have seen them. Like you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, whatever. So I'm aware of what it is. But it's not like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like, I know who Kelly Kapowski is.
Sure, so, you know,
obviously, yeah. Of course I do. So I do know it is a zeitgeist thing, as is Space Jam. So I kind of get it with your son. But I'd never seen Space Jam, and we decided to watch it with the kids a few months ago. And it is bad. It is not a good, like the original Michael Jordan one.
Right.
Yeah, it is not good.
No, it's not. Like, if you're comparing it to like Disney productions and, you know, story arc and character development, no, it is not any of that. But it is kind of, it's sort of fun. I'm not going to say it's quality movie making, but I don't know. I have maybe because at the time that I saw it, I had a soft spot for it.
I would rather watch Air Bud 3.
Also great filmmaking, Air Bud 3.
Are you joking?
No, I don't really know which one that is. But anyways, Bugs Bunny was his choice, okay. And I thought, no way they're going to have this. Like, we looked on Amazon, and I thought, like, there was nothing that was going to be able to come in time. They did have some Bugs Bunny costumes, so we went to the Halloween store, and after, like, 25 minutes of walking around and him being unable to make a decision because, of course, we could not find a Bugs Bunny. These are like pop-up stores, so it's not like you can get a lot of help finding a particular costume from a salesperson. They're just, they've been working there for 3 days because they're just all hands on deck for a few weeks at these stores. Anyways, just as we had decided that, okay, we're going to take whatever we have here. I can't remember what it was, something else, in the way of a onesie suit that was going to be simple. My wife located, hey, isn't that a Bugs Bunny over there? One of these Bugs Bunny costumes in an adult, but it's like a one size. So anyways, Jack's now, I don't know, 5'5"-ish. Like he's tall enough that we thought, okay, we'll just get him that. And he was completely happy. And then I thought, hey, I wonder if this will fit me for a photo. And it turns out, yep. Adult fits me. So I just had my wife use the new camera and test out her capabilities with the R6 with an 85 mil on a shallow depth of field. And I said, just use this button. It'll do the rest. It'll focus on the eye. It'll find the eye and take some shots. And everything's in focus. So as far as having your spouse take photos and make sure there's sharp focus, even with a lens like the 85, this camera is very good at that. So there you go. She didn't have any out of focus shots. And we weren't using a super fast shutter speed or anything. So the stabilization plus the eye focus, really good for handing your camera off if you trust the person not to drop it.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Which I you have a strap on it, right?
Yep. Strap on it. So there you go. Always so there, strap around somewhere. There's Bugs Bunny in all his glory.
The carrot makes it, obviously.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
The carrot's what does it. Now, will your son take a carrot to school when he does that?
I hope so.
Because you actually look like, you know, like when they're in the cartoons, like when they open up the baby carriage and it's like that old dude with the beard and like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the criminal guy or whatever he is.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, you're whoa, surprise, that guy is not a baby. Yeah.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay, thank you. But fall colors, like I like that it's just the time of year. Yeah. So I thought, oh yeah, this could be any bunny in the woods at this time of year. This is fall. So there you go.
But I'm going to have to go all Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and wipe this out of my head.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So hey, it's funny. My daughter also wanted a costume. She wanted to go as a devil, a Teufel. Of Deutsch, and I came to me last night, and we looked on Amazon and couldn't find anything, and so went and looked around for some devil horns, and tracked down a pair last night, and so she agreed to pose for a photo, and so this is her costume. She's going as a devil, but she's going to go like in a Canadian wedding dress, which I don't know why. I don't know why she would do. That's a dress. You can't really tell in like, maybe you can tell. You sort of see up around. It starts to flare out a little bit.
Sure.
On a shirt. Yeah. So it is a dress. My mom, the aforementioned meme queen, bought her this dress like last year or year before or something like that. Just a full-on Canadian tuxedo dress.
Okay.
And so this is part of her costume for whatever reason. And anyways... So, I broke out the old, got the smoke machine back out and changed the lighting a little bit. Went with something different. And there you go. So, the first one that's labeled 565, that's the...
Before the smoke gets too overwhelming.
That's why I included them, because the evil eye one's good.
The second one is kind of in the middle, but she's too happy for being a devil.
Yeah. Well, I wanted her to be kind of like a playful devil, you know? Like... Evil, but like still approachable, you know.
Yeah,
that's how you want your devil.
That's
and,
right.
And I like that lighting with like the light in behind, like where it was hitting the smoke, and I like that the best. But her pose was just not good, and so we were like, I was like, all right, one more, come on, let's go. And then the smoke just there it was. It was just too much.
Right.
And like I'm thinking like what was that movie with? I don't even know. The devil, what was the one? The devil.
Sorry, I can't help
Max
you here.
Devil and Max Devlin.
Okay. Not seen
it. Come on. Elliot Gould?
No.
All right. Never mind.
Sorry.
George Burns. I think it's George Burns.
There was a devil movie with George Burns that I saw in the video store 8,000 times and never rented or watched, but I do remember. There was a devil George Burns movie.
I think that's what it was. All right. No one cares. No one's tuning in for her.
An elaborate costume, though. You're gonna need some face paint or something here.
Oh no! So here's the thing: is I didn't have time today. She's gonna get like a trident as well.
Okay.
But they like, so we went to the store last night, like late last night, and they had their little pop up Halloween section as well, like you would have. But so they had like three different kinds of horns. And so these ones actually glow up. That's why it has the little heart thing in the middle. That's a battery or something for the LEDs that light up the horns.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't, like, they're not bright enough to overpower my flashes, so you can't see them.
Right.
But yeah, so they have three different kinds of devil horns, and these ones ended up costing €1.50. So it was like, oh, okay, well, like, hard to beat €1.50.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they don't keep your hands warm, and then forget it. but then,
or light your hair on fire. If they turn your, light your hair on fire, that's a problem too.
All right, now I'm a little concerned actually. But well, they come off pretty quick. If you smell burning, just knock them to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You save your other ones are like $3, so forget it. The good ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they had one of those little plastic tridents as well, and like it was just flimsy, like it was barely holding up its own weight, and it was like €9. And I just said, there's no way. There's no way in good conscience I can do that. We're going to take some scrap wood at home, and I'm going to cut you out a trident, because that is, what are we doing here?
And put real stainless steel blades on the end of it so you can throw it through someone's door.
That's interesting. I'm liking where you're headed with that. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking wood, and then you can set it on fire and then do it, you know? Like, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. Things are different here in Germany. We don't really have rules. So there's that. All right. So from last week, we were talking. We went long. Luckily, we didn't go long yet this week. But I was thinking about putting it to you. Like, do you ever go? Like, obviously, you go through stretches where you just don't take any pictures, mm-hmm. and that's over now. Now that you got the new camera.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a long stretch there where it, for me too, where it's like, do I have a camera? Because I have not been bringing it out with me. How do you wish to beat that, or do you just not care?
I don't know. I'm a person who sort of has to feel the inspiration. So as far as doing the photo challenge, like, sometimes I just have to pick myself off the canvas, dust myself off, and take a photo. Like, that's sometimes the photo challenge, which is usually if we're recording in the it's the night before, and I'm like, oh no, I got to do this. Yeah. And so that's where I am with the photo challenge most of the time. But mm-hmm. as far as my general photo taking, like, I need inspiration. So clearly getting a new lens, or in this case, a new camera, then I'm definitely charged. I want to experiment. I got a new toy. And so the 60 had kind of run its course with me, and I hadn't had a new lens in quite a long time. When I got the X100, that sort of, you know, reinvigorated me for a couple of years and sort of experimenting with what that can do. But as much as I do love the X100, I prefer shooting with, you know, the longer lenses and the, you know, the portrait style, and having kind of, again, just the full camera experience. And so,
right.
Yeah, getting new equipment to me is usually inspirational for some time, for a couple of years. Oh, I don't think I've said to the listeners, we're getting a dog. So there's some new inspiration.
Right.
So we're going to have a puppy very soon, in the very near future. So yeah, stay tuned for puppy photos coming soon.
Puppy photos.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of photos. And the best thing I'm envisioning about having a puppy is that I'm pretty sure the puppy's not going to say, yeah, Dad, I'm not feeling it today. We're not doing a photo. So I feel like it's going to give me at least 2 to 3 years worth of photo challenge options before the dog just turns its nose up at me and is like, yeah, you're all done, buddy.
That's true. Plus, I think your kids will participate more because, like, you can always say, hey, you know, you can always threaten the dog if they don't cooperate with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work. But you know what? Talking about pets, I really haven't seen many photos of your cat since you've got. I think your cat's appeared in all of one photo. So what's up? What's up there?
It's a cat. Because it's a cat.
But cats are photogenic. They have cool eyes and they have fur.
Yeah. Also, yeah. She does try to impress me by bringing me a half-dead mouse or a bird every second day. So not even dead. Like, dead would be one thing, but it's like, hey, I'm hungry, so I'm going to eat this bird. It's no, I'm just going to bat it around a little bit and then let it. I suppose it'll die. I've moved on. Yeah.
Are your kids attached to the cat?
They love the cat.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone loves the cat. My wife loves the cat. I tolerate the cat. It's fine. It's fine. It's a good cat. Good cat.
Okay. All right. I haven't heard enough cat talk. So just
there's no cats are on their own though. Like cats are like it's like the lone cat McQuaid, you know, just off on their own. And like they barely need you. They barely need you until you're doing something and then they need you badly.
Right.
So yeah, other than that, they're just, it's a cat.
Yeah, we did, you know, like, because this dog is coming from a farm up in the interior of British Columbia. And so
normally they go to the farm.
Yeah. Yeah. So this cat or this dog is, you know, at the farm with its, you know, litter mates, brothers and sisters. And we did a FaceTime call because I guess if you were getting a dog closer to home, you'd probably, I would kind of go visit and check out, just kind of want to see the dog in action a little bit before we picked it up. And anyway, so that's not realistic being 5+ hours away. So the lady on the farm did like a FaceTime call and oh my gosh, puppies are cute. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
There's my Cole's Notes version of what I watched was dog piles are real. You know, they literally just like climbing on top of each other. And it is pretty awesome. And all I could think of is all I want to do is take photos of cute puppies. And maybe this is my new calling, is a puppy photographer. So, you know,
FaceTime group of puppy photos.
They have people who specialize in baby photography. I'm going to specialize in puppy photography.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. Action shots with snow sprays and stuff.
Yeah. There's going to be nonstop speed lights. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm going to have this dog jumping through like hula hoops and action. And yeah. Can you get dog hurdles? That must be a thing, right?
Definitely on Amazon for sure.
Yeah. Right.
So what you're telling me is your inspiration when you go through a lull, you need something external to get you going. I get it because like I noticed the other day, it was last week or something like that. Because I was having trouble. I didn't even go into the great details of what I ended up doing. I went to a sawmill and picked out wood, by the way. Okay. I didn't even tell you any part of that story. I should have told that early on when we had time. But I couldn't find wood here. You just can't find the wood. Like you can't buy oak and I bought beech wood. You can't just buy it at the store here. And so I went to the Sägeverk, the lumberyard guy who cuts it all up, the sawmill. Just picked out like some raw planks and like took them and planed them down and the whole deal. Right. But so the point was, is that while I was waiting to get that wood, I hit a lull. I was like, I got to build something. And so whenever this happens, I like to take just some, like if I find some scrap MDF, that's that kind of like glued together sawdust board.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
IKEA
stuff is
made from that, right?
No, it's like that. They have more like a press board kind of thing.
Okay.
They have like that covered, like that melamine or covered and whatever that crap is. But no, this MDF, it's pretty solid, but it is basically glued together, pressed sawdust. I'm not a fan of it. Like I actually hate MDF. The dust is brutal. But everyone loves it. It paints well. That's what you always hear. It paints well, and it does. It paints very well. But and it's very cheap, relatively speaking, to especially here in Germany compared to actual wood. But you'll find like little, you know, scrap pieces at the store, at the hardware store, at the whatever Home Depot in the bin. So you get a big, you know, decent sized thing for like $1 or something like that. Like someone's bought a big sheet, didn't need the whole sheet, so they only bought part of it, and they just sell off the rest, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So whenever I go by, I'll grab some a half inch USB or USB MDF. And just, you know, just have it around in case you need it for something. And then occasionally I'll just, like the other day, I just had to build something. So I make these little boxes, like just to give away. I don't even want it. Like I make them and paint them and they're fine. Like you would like them for crafts around the house and stuff like that. Like you'd put your keys in them or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, I like to go. It's wildly fulfilling for me to build a box of whatever size I just feel like and just go through all the steps and have a little project that I can complete in like 20 minutes. And so there's something about that acts as a Kickstarter to me creatively. Being able to do a little project and being able to complete it is extremely fulfilling, and that gets me going. So I thought about that in terms of photography. This is a photo show we're doing here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what are some projects, like little projects that you could do when you don't want to externalize, when you think, you know what, I want to re-inspire myself photographically. Can you think of any little projects that you could do that would just be like, oh yeah, I remember how to do this. I like this. I wrote three down. I wrote three specific down that you can do if you can't think of any. I'll give you one. I'll give you one and then you see if you
can. Yeah, I'll see where you're going. Yeah, go ahead.
Take actual family portraits, like pictures of your family.
Yeah, I was thinking like, you know, do it of a different family, but I was thinking of exactly that, a photo session, whatever your area that you're interested in. So for me, it would be, family portraits, or like I did with the hockey thing. I just think, here's a small project, is an hour, go do that. Like that's kind of what I would do.
That and I would say like you use a setup that you're familiar with, like maybe a white background or something that you've done before, but haven't done in a while.
Okay.
And obviously, like your family has changed since the last time you did them, or if it's been a while, obviously. But actually, take the time. Like, I don't know about you, but for me, it's like what you described about the challenge photo is kind of how I take a lot of my pictures right now. Everything is just in a rush. It's like, okay, hurry. Oh, I'm gonna take family pictures. Okay, hurry up. Here go. Done. Walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take like really take like 20 minutes and sit down and take pictures of my kids. So that will kind of kickstart your creativity.
Sure.
Window light photos. When's the last time you took like a bunch of window light photos?
Good question. Yeah, no, it's been a while.
I did the other day for the first time in a long time. I just haven't been doing it. So take your camera wherever you go. Look for window light shots of your friends, maybe, you know, whomever, of your kids or whatever. Just look for some really cool window light ones. It's very simple to do, and it can be like you can say, "Yeah, I'll take 10 window light photos." That's a project.
Okay.
I got one more that I bet you haven't done in a while.
Okay, go for it.
Bounce flash.
Yeah. I think I did, but I did like a photo booth at our house. I think I mentioned it last week. We did a little photo booth, and then that's all I did. I just a couple of flashes just positioned in the room, pointed up at the ceiling, and then just did the photo booth. So not specifically the on-camera like black foamy thing, but yeah, I did just bounce flash, just boom, pop the lights into the ceiling, and yeah.
So do that. I'm going to say that I go out and take, not you, Adam, but if you're looking for someone else looking for a kickstart, just go out and take 10 bounce light photos. Take five. It doesn't have to be 10. But do a project where you shoot a series on camera bounce with a black foamy thing, and there you go. And that's kind of the little thing that can get you going and go, oh, that's why I love this so much.
Photo booth. That's the other one now that I just said photo booth. Yeah, photo booth's super fun. Photo booth is
a great one.
Yeah, it could be family, could be friends, could be anything, but photo booth definitely is fun and easy. So once you get your setup right, photo booth. Everyone do it.
Do it. All right. And so the album cover for this week, I'm gonna post a picture of some of the boxes that I make.
That's okay. Gonna be like, thanks for letting me know.
Because you won't no, I'm gonna do it in such an obscure way that you won't understand what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's art. I'm making art. There you go. All right, so let's use that to kickstart the photography. All right, next week's challenge is our monthly challenge, and that is change. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out. Adam will shoot his like moments before we hit record, I bet.
Yeah, I still haven't shot it, so yeah, probably.
Me neither. So it's coming up this week. The change won't be that I do it ahead of time. That's not going to be the change.
Right. Me either.
So, all right. So websites, Adam, you're still on the Instagram.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
You're sure. Not. See, there you know. You need an Instagram project to kickstart you.
Sure. Instagram. Instagram me on Instagram. No, I don't know. I don't even think I looked at it this week. So
good for you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Take that, Zuckerberg. Yeah. All right, my stuff you can find at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.